While this lighthouse isn't exactly on the shore anymore, it hasn't moved since it was built. Thanks to the buildup of sand since its construction around 1808, it's now about 100 meters from the beach it watched over for 150 years. It's located on what is now Center Island, the largest of the small group of islands that were part of a peninsula for most of the 19th century. The light helped guide ships, boats and rafts as they approached the city of York, before it became Toronto. Construction started in 1803 and finished in 1807 or 1808 at 52 feet, and was taken a bit higher in 1832 to top off at 82 feet. While originally working off of whale oil, it was switched to coal oil in 1863 and moved to electric in 1916. As with any building over a certain age in North America, there is a rumor of a haunting at the lighthouse. The first keeper died under mysterious circumstances. J.P. Radon Muller took care of the light until 1815, when, on January 2, he died. It's locked down now, but there are occasional events where it is opened up to the public. It's currently the oldest landmark in Toronto, one of the oldest buildings in Toronto and possibly the oldest lighthouse in the Great Lakes.